Chapter 15, The Yoga of the Supreme Spirit. The Holy Lord said, there is the eternal Ashwata, with roots above, branches below. The sacred hymns, the leaves, he who knows it is a Veda knower. Below, above, spread its branches, nourished by the gunas. Its buds are sense objects, and in the world below, its roots give rise to act. This, its form, is not here perceived, its end, origin, existence. Having cut this firm-rooted tree with the axe of non-attachment, then that goal is to be sought for, which attained they never return. In that primeval Purusha, fount of actions, I seek refuge. Without pride, delusion, attachment conquered, dwelling in the Supreme Self without desires, freed from the dualities, pleasure and pain, the undeluded reach that eternal goal. That the sun illumines not, there shines neither the moon nor fire, for that is my supreme abode, going whither they return not. An eternal part of myself, becoming a soul in this world, takes on the senses and the mind, and abides within Prakriti. When the Lord obtains a body, and when he leaves it, he takes these and goes as the wind takes the scents from their seats, the flowers and the herbs. Thus presiding over the ear, the eye, the touch, the taste, the smell, as also the sense of the mind, he experiences objects. When he departs, remains, enjoys, accompanied by the gunas, the deluded do not see him, those with the eye of knowledge see. The yogis, striving, behold him, dwelling within themselves, but the unrefined, unintelligent, even though striving, see him not. The light which resides in the sun, that light illumines the whole world. That which is the moon and the fire, know that light to be mine as well.